Hong Kong prides itself of a very solid legal system that it inherited from its time as a colony of Great Britain. Willy Wola Plum, a professor with Hong Kong University, thought that the sentence was a bit too long.
The prosecution has been pursuing the case for the past 3 years. So he was convicted of improper conduct while in his high office. And the 20-month sentence is slightly over expectation. People thought he might start off with maybe just 12 months or even less. So this is a very stiff punishment for somebody who has served in the government for more than 40 years.
Now, Donald Tsang was Hong Kong's second chief executive after the handover of his territory from the UK to China in 1997. He was replaced by the current one, Leung Chun Ying. But he has proven to be a very divisive figure, especially during the so-called Umbrella Movement, a movement that protested against Beijing's increasing influence in Hong Kong. So he does not seek another term. Now, there will be elections on March 26, in just over a month, but these are not direct elections, no universal suffrage here. Willy Lam explains how this works.
The Electoral College, which will elect the new chief executive on March 26, is not representative of the Hong Kong people. It consists of 1,200 leaders of community who are mostly pro-Beijing, pro-establishment. And in any case, we already know the results because senior Chinese leaders have made their point very clearly that Carrie Lam, who used to be the number two in the administration, will be elected. So I think there is no shadow of a doubt that Carrie Lam will be the chief executive because she enjoys Beijing's support. This is a sad development for Hong Kong's democracy.
Apart from Carrie Lam, there are four other candidates for the position of chief executive. And the most popular one, according to the polls, is John Tsang, the former finance secretary. Listen to how he told the people in January on what platform he's going to run.
Ladies and gentlemen, I declare I'm running for chief executive of Hong Kong. What we need is to rebuild trust, reestablish unity, and rekindle hope. But we do need to check the disruptive elements that are threatening to curb our growth. The anger, the polarization, the occasional irrational talks of independence, and the confrontation that has torn our society apart.
And unlike our analyst of Hong Kong University, who thinks that Carrie Lam will be chosen, Claudia Mo, a member of the Hong Kong Legislative Council, or LegCo, thinks Beijing must respect the popular will.
Beijing would need to respect, well, not the people's choice. This is a small circle election. But if it proves towards the end of the election that the other guy called John Zhang, who was our former financial chief, if John Zhang was gaining ahead so much in the popularity ratings, he was winning more than 60% at the moment, and Carrie Lam less than half. If the result of the election came out to be the opposite, that Carrie Lam won, then it tells you how Beijing has interfered in this election. And it's very embarrassing for Beijing to have to explain to the international community how that came about.
And that was Carrie Lam, a Hong Kong lawmaker, talking there to RFI.